Turn to Psalm 143. Psalm 143. Let me read this psalm and I'll lead us in prayer, then we'll take a look at it. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. That's the title of this lesson. Bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank Thee that we are able to gather here together this morning as Thy family, read Thy Word, and hear Thy Word preached. Instruct us by Thy Spirit this morning, Father. Teach us. Enable us to grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But especially this morning, we ask that you would enable us to worship you in spirit and in truth. That you would enable us to give unto thee the glory due unto thy name. Father, thank you for your many mercies. They are too numerable to reckon up in order. Thank you for all that you've given us in Christ. In Christ we have all we need, and we thank you for him. Enable me, Father, to rightly divide the word of truth. Enable me to preach the gospel. Send it forth in power to the heart of your children. In Christ's name we pray, and amen. Hear my prayer. I can identify that more and more as I grow older. More now than I did 30 years ago. Hear my prayer. Cannot put a value upon that statement. What a blessing to be able to call upon the God of heaven and earth. To be able to enter into the Holy of Holies. And cast all our cares upon Him. What a blessing. We cannot put a value upon that. To be able to cast all our cares upon Him. For He cares for us. And to be able to do that, knowing that He's able to do something about it. You know, I can sit down beside of you and I can cast some cares upon you. I can tell you my problems. You can't do anything about them. You're cheaper than a therapist, but you can't do anything about them. But God can. God can. He can bring my soul out of every trouble that it's in. Out of everything that troubles my heart, He can bring me out of it. Hear my prayer. And in thy faithfulness, answer me. David appeals to God's faithfulness. Faithfulness is an attribute of God. He's faithful. He's faithful to His promises. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That's a promise. He's faithful to do that. You call upon me in the day of trouble, I'll deliver you. He's faithful to His promises. He's faithful to keep His people. You know the reason why you're still here? You know what the reason why you still believe? Because He's kept you. He's kept you believing. Kept by the power of God through faith. He's the one who keeps us. And He's faithful to keep His people, and He's faithful to defend them and deliver them. Also, He says here, and answer me in thy righteousness. That righteousness that is revealed in the gospel, that righteousness that enables God to be a just God and a Savior. But now listen, it's in that order. He's a just God and a Savior. But He's a just God first. But He says here, answer me in thy righteousness. That righteousness that's revealed in the gospel, that righteousness which is of the Lord Jesus Christ. Answer me in that righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. That's not the righteousness I want to deal with. The righteousness which is of the law, I don't want to deal with that. I want to deal with the righteousness that's through the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't want God to enter into judgment with me. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. You and I can go to court together. We can go to court together, or I may go to court with someone. Someone may take me to court. And depending on who has the best lawyer, I might win. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't stand in God's court on your own merits and win. You can't do it. It's not possible. In thy sight shall no man living be justified. Because the Scripture says there's not a just man on this earth that doeth good and sins not. Not one. Only in Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, only in Him, through His blood and righteousness, can you and I enter into the Holy of Holies, stand before God, and be heard and be accepted. That's the only way. The only way. Now he says in verse 3, and here's a reason for his petition. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. Every saint has his or her enemy, just as our Lord had his enemies. They persecuted his soul. They tried to kill him on every turn. He knows, you know, we have a high priest that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity because he went through what we go through. Oh, now, what does it mean? Hear my prayer. We have one who knows what we're going through. We have one. And every saint, as I said, has his or her enemies, which is common to all God's children. We live in a fallen world. And doing right in a wrong world always brings trouble. It will always bring trouble. This world hates God. This world hates Jesus Christ. Now I know that the world would say, you know, this religious, especially religious world out there says, well, I don't hate God. I told a man that one time, years ago. I said, you hate God. He said, I don't hate God. You want to find out if a man hates God, if he hates Christ, tell him the truth. That's all you have to do. Tell him who God is. Tell him God's on the throne. Tell him God saves whom he will. And you'll find out. You'll find out he hates God. You'll find out he hates Christ when you tell the truth on Christ. Tell him who Christ is. He's the sovereign Lord. He quickens whom he will. Now you find out real quick. They do hate Christ. And they hate his people. He said, if they hated me, they'll hate you. In this life, we will never be without our enemies. Our Lord said, in this world, you shall have tribulations. But although they would cast me down, smite my soul, and cast me down to the ground, Lord, don't you forsake me. You know, everyone else can forsake me. I can lose everything else. But if I have Christ, the end result is going to be just fine. It's going to come out all right. Come out all right. But because of this, he says in verse 3, because of the enemy has persecuted my soul, he's smitten my life down to the ground. Verse 4, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. Our Lord knows what that feels like. Our Lord knows what that is. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death. He knows what it is to be cast down. But there's nothing more difficult to deal with than when your spirit, your heart, is cast down. Cast down. When you just can't get yourself back up. When your heart is gone. I'd rather have a broken leg than a broken spirit. You can get over a broken leg. You know, that tell you what, it takes God to mend a broken spirit. It takes God to do that. When you don't have the heart to even go on, you see no way out or up. You feel left alone. That God doesn't even hear you. Well, when that time comes, and it comes to all His children to some degree, when that time comes, look in verse 5. Do what it says in verse 5. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I cannot see what's ahead of me. I can't see what's on the outside of this building. I can't see it. But I can look at the days of old. I can look how God has dealt with me in the past. I can look how God has dealt with His people in the past. And listen, He said, I am the Lord. I change not. As He is, so will He be. He changes not. You know, our Lord even did this in Psalm 22. Look over Psalm 22. In Psalm 22, listen to this. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. Remembering the days of old. They trusted in you. They trusted in you what? You delivered them. You delivered them. Think upon the mercies of God in days gone by. Think upon how many times He has already delivered you. Oh, I tell you, think upon Him. He has never failed any of His children. Ever. He has always shown mercy. And when it's time. And listen here. And meditate. We don't do enough of that, do we? And I'm not talking about some guru sitting on a yoga mat. But I'm talking about meditating, thinking upon the Word of God. Thinking upon Him as He's revealed in His Word. Meditate upon God's work. Think about the children of Israel when they stood in front of that Red Sea and that army behind them. Now, you know that there's a how in the world this is going to happen. How are we going to get out of this one? And then the sea parts. And then God sends a flood on this earth. You watch everything out, except there's a little ark floating on top of that flood. Delivered Noah and his family from the wrath to come. Meditate upon those things. Meditate upon them. Look what He has done in the past. My case, I've learned this. My case is no challenge to the power of God. It's just a matter of the will of God. That's what it's a matter of. The will of God is no challenge to His power. But especially meditate upon the work of Christ for us. Meditate upon that. If God gave His Son to live and die and rise again for us, shall He not freely with Him give us all things? If He delivered Him up as my substitute, shall He not deliver me? You know He will. You know He will. Don't think so much upon your situation. And I'm telling you, that is just, I know what I just said is extremely hard. If you got a toothache, you try not to think about it. You just try not to think about your tooth hurting. If you have a broken leg, you try not to think about it. But as best you can, think upon the mighty God of Israel. Think upon who He is, His power, His ability. Christ said He's able to save to the uttermost, there in Hebrews. He's able to save to the uttermost. Think upon the mighty God who's able to make all things abound to His glory and our good. We think too much upon this earth. We think too much upon things present. Set your mind, your heart, your affection, the Scripture teaches us, on things above. It's amazing what happens when you get your mind off yourself and on Him, on things above. Someone said this, as the hands gather materials to work with, so the heart gathers material to pray with. Lord, hear my prayer. Hear my prayer. I muse on the work, He said, of Thy hands. Lift up your eyes to see the mighty works of God. And if you and I are able to do this, if God enables us to do this, we will find ourselves doing this also. Verse 6. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. When we begin to think upon God, His greatness, we find ourselves stretching forth our hands to Him. We find ourselves calling upon Him. We find ourselves going to Him. You ever see a child fall down? I know you have. If you have children, they fall down. And they reach up to you to pick them up, to help them. I stretch forth my hands to Thee. Lord, lift me up. Lift me up. I've fallen. And we'll fall many times. We will fall many times. This is what happens when we think upon God in times of trouble. It makes us to reach up to Him. Trouble makes us thirst after God. My soul, He said, thirsteth after Thee. John, you said it to me coming over here. You said, I wish I could hear the gospel and the power like I heard it when I first heard it. I said, well, what happens? Life and sin come along and trouble makes us thirst after God, makes us reach forth to Him. God knows how to make us tired of this life, doesn't He? He knows how to wean us. He knows how to wean us. I saw on TV a nature show. I saw a nature show years ago, some time ago. Monkey. And this monkey, chimpanzee, she was trying to wean her little monkey, whatever you want to call him. She was trying to wean that little monkey off away, you know. He was throwing sticks and rocks and he was kicking the dirt and he was throwing them at her too. He's kicking dust at her. And they said, what's going on is that she's weaning him and he doesn't want to be weaned. And he was kicking and throwing him. I thought, boy, that's me. That's me. I wasn't born from a monkey, but I act like one a lot of times. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. God has to make us hunger and thirst after that. And if you do, you shall be filled. That's a promise. Now hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. I'm going down. That's what David said. I'm going down. Sometimes our case is more urgent than others, but God knows when to act. He knows when to reach down. He knows when to take hold. He has a hold anyway. He never lets go. That's what we don't realize. He's never let go. He has a hold of us. He knows when to act. He's controlling the situation. You know, I could discipline, you know, when my boys were growing up, I could discipline them, but I couldn't control the outcome of the discipline. I couldn't do that. I mean, I could discipline them, they can go out the door and do whatever. God controls the outcome. He deals out the discipline, and He controls the outcome of it also. He controls the whole situation. All of it. He knows how to make us feel and know our dependence upon Him. You know, the wind and the waves are still His. He hath His way in the whirlwind and in the storm. And He still does. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like them that go down into the pit, in verse 7. Don't treat me like the lost, who will never see your face. Lord, let me see your face. Oh, let me see your face. You know what it is to see the face of God? It's to see Christ in the gospel. It's to see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Don't hide that face from me. Don't hide that. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Here we are, here gathered here this morning. We are all gathered here this morning. And I pray He will enable us to do this. Enable us this morning to hear your loving kindness once again. Also, enable us to enable the young people here to hear the gospel early in life. I heard the gospel from my pastor Henry when I was about 23 years of age. 23, 20, somewhere in there. 23 and a half. I heard the gospel early in life. Early. What a blessing. What a blessing. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Calls me to hear the good news early. before the evil days come nigh, before you start looking like this. Those evil days come nigh. For in thee do I trust. I look to thee to teach me. Reveal to me the gospel. You want to know the gospel? Ask God to reveal it to you. It comes by revelation. You know, we can teach, like I am this morning, we can teach a Bible class. You know, young kids can be in a Bible class and be taught. But I'm telling you this, you won't learn the gospel until God reveals it. Now, you can learn some facts, but you don't learn it until it's burned in here, until God revealed it to your heart. And then you learn that the gospel is a person and not facts. It's not made up of facts, it's made up of a person, Jesus Christ. Oh, in thee do I put my trust. I look nowhere else but to thee. The disciple says, "Thou, Lord, thou hast the words of eternal life. Where shall we go?" There is no place to go. Calls me to know the way wherein I should walk. Do you know wherein the way you should walk? Do you know the way you should walk? Well, you'd be the first. Not naturally. Naturally, we don't know. We don't know. The way wherein we should walk is after Christ. When he called Andrew, Peter, and John, and his disciples, he said to them, what? Follow me. Follow me. Walk after me. But cause me to know. Don't leave me to myself. Teach me, guide me, lead me in the way, and cause me, that is, help me do it, make me do it. I say this, Lord, make me do it. Make me walk in the way. Help me to do it, enable me to do it, and make me do it. Don't leave me to myself. Don't. Make the way plain and cause me to walk in it. Never to leave it again. Never to leave it. Never to depart from it. Lord, I lift up my soul to Thee. Here's what I see. When I read this, I thought, here, Lord, here, keep it. If I keep it, I lose it. If you keep it, I gain it. You keep my soul. I lift it to Thee. You take care of it. I've already messed it up. I commit the well-being of my soul unto thee for time and eternity. Not just for eternity. Christ is not something for eternity. It's for now and forever. I look to Him to take care of me now. Give me, Lord, my daily bread. And I look for Him to take care of me when it's over. When it's all over. Calls me to walk in the way. Lord, keep my soul and deliver me from mine enemies. Don't leave me to them. I flee to thee to hide me. Oh, I love that. There's that statement, and over in Psalm 56, I've learned, these are some things that I've learned as I've gotten older, a little older, and they're more precious to me. You know, I've learned that we learn the truth and then we experience the truth. We experience what we learn. In Psalm 56, verse 3, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." What time I'm afraid. and I flee unto thee to hide me. To hide me. I have no other refuge. There is no other refuge. There is none. No matter what trouble I may be dealing with, I flee to thee to hide me. Hide me under the blood. Hide me in the righteousness of your Son. Hide me in thee till the storm passes by. Hide me. Hide me. And teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God. Teach me. You know, no one learns like the person who wants to be taught. And God has to make us teachable. He makes us teachable. And no one teaches like God. That's what Job said. Job said, no one teaches like God. And listen, he only teaches lessons that we need to learn. There have been a lot of things I've learned over the years I can forget. It wouldn't mean anything. It won't mount a hill of beans if I forget them. But every lesson God teaches me, I never need to forget it. He never teaches but what needs to be taught. And what a pleasure it is to teach someone who wants to learn. And what a pleasure it is to be taught of God. All thy children shall be taught of God. And then he says here in verse 10, thy spirit is good. God is good. Scripture teaches us God is good. I don't care how bad my situation is. God is good. It doesn't change the nature of God. Our situation never changes the nature of God. And no matter what it is, God is good. That's His nature. And He can only do good. He can only do good. Thy spirit is good. God is good. Therefore, He is the only one who can lead me into the land of uprightness. Everything else leads to sin and death. Everything else. Well, I have learned this. The whole world lies in wickedness. Yeah, I don't care what part of the world it is. It lies in wickedness. Only in Christ is there righteousness, peace, and safety. Only in Him. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Oh, soul trouble. What trouble? Quicken me. Quicken the graces within. Quicken me in duty. Quicken me in devotion. Don't let me get so dull in spiritual matters. That's easy for us to do, isn't it? We get our attention off. There's just so much to take our attention. Quicken me in the study. And do it. Now listen. Do it for thy name's sake. Lord, protect your name. I'll mess it up. Don't let me bring reproach on your name. Protect it. For your name's sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Keep me. Teach me. Guide me. And do this for your name's sake. Do it for your name's sake. And of thy mercy, and I'm going to close here. And of thy mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I'm thy servant. But cut off of thy mercy. You know, God sending the wicked to hell, sending the unbelievers to hell, sending this world to hell is an act of mercy to His children. If a mad dog came in this room and I shot it, would you all be upset? Would you be upset? You wouldn't be upset. You know that the whole host of heaven is going to shout hallelujah when God sends this world to hell? It's an act of mercy. Cut off my, in thy mercy, cut off my enemies. That's who God is. Cut off my enemies, which are those that hate thee. Everyone that hates God is my enemy. Anyone that hates the gospel is my enemy. It's an enemy of God. And those that afflict my soul and teach me from worship, cut it off. Cut it off. Cut off all those or all things that keeps me from thee. Can you pray that? Because I tell you, that could be tough. That could be tough. You might cut some things off you wouldn't even think of. When God sends this world to hell, it'll be God showing mercy to His children. All right.